I am so glad that we get to have this time together. I mean that with all of my heart. It actually helps me to sit down and spend this time with you and talk about Jesus, remind ourselves of the ministry of God's presence in our lives, that His face shines upon us. I want to thank you for spending time with me, because it does help, and I hope it's helping you, especially in times like these. Years ago, a woman, her name was Jones, she was known as Mother Jones, was part of a small singing group, and she penned a very familiar chorus, familiar years ago: "In times like these, we need an anchor. In times like these, we need a Savior. Be very sure your anchor holds." Well, she was talking about Jesus. And it's a real joy to spend time when we all come around and we hold to Jesus as we're holding to one another. You know, I want to encourage you not to give up on the spiritual discipline I shared with you a couple videos ago. I'm sorry, a couple podcasts ago, where you go to Philippians and you move through the four movements of that text. Rejoice in the Lord. God is near. Pray. Think on these things, because the end result is that the peace that passes all understanding. Please continue to do that. I think that you will find it helpful. I've been doing it every day for weeks now, and it has been a real source of strength for me. So I hope you'll turn to that if it's helpful. Allow yourself to experience that spiritual practice, that spiritual exercise. You know, before I talk about our topic for today, I want to remind you that if you go to the Healing Care Ministries website, there are a lot of resources. There are videos that maybe will help you during this time, but also you will notice that there is an invitation to participate in a live web event. Now, we did that recently, and we had over 1,000 people sign up, and I talked to them on a Friday night. There were people from 25 states and I think 13 or 14 nations, and we gathered together to get close to Jesus. Well, we're going to do another one, and then we're going to do some after that, and then we're going to do some teaching events that will be live. And so I want you to look to the HCM website, and if you're not on their mailing list, contact the person that's our webmaster and let them know that you want to be on the mailing list, because I'd love to have you there. This thing that we're doing on these Friday nights, it's free. And we gather with people around the globe to encourage one another. We need each other at this time. We need a good word, a benedictus. And that's the goal of the time that we gather together in these live events. So I hope that you'll consider that. I want to turn your attention to some teachings that come today out of Psalm 62. In Psalm 62, there is a scripture, and it says this: "Truly my soul finds rest in God." Boy, we need rest right now, don't we? Boy, a time of high anxiety. The economy's crashing. People are getting so ill, and we're engaging in social distancing to try to keep one another healthy. And boy, in a time like this, the evil one seeks to come in. He wants to rob and kill and destroy and to raise up our nervousness and our fretting. And this is why it's so important for us to not only hold on to one another, but to look and see where Scripture is saying to us that our soul can find rest in this time. We can find a peace. And in the midst of that peace, we can find joy. But for a few moments, what I want to talk to you about is the definition of soul here. You know, when I grew up, I was always taught that we are made up of three parts. We have a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit. And there was somehow that this belief was that the soul is the essence of me, and that the body is just a secondary part, and the spirit is where we meet God. And so the idea was that the soul is the place of holiness. The soul is the place of us, if you will, communing with God. Well, you know, there are a lot of people that they don't think that's the correct interpretation of soul as it comes out of Scripture. As a matter of fact, David Benner talks about the soul as being, in some way, everything it means to be human. Let me say that again. Everything it means to be human, that's what encompasses the notion of the soul. So what does it mean to be human? That would mean that the body is part of the soul, the mind is part of the soul. It means our thoughts and our actions, our feelings, certainly our heart and our spirit, are all part of this definition of the soul. And what the psalmist, I believe, is trying to tell us is that everything it means to be human can find its rest in God. Do you hear that? Our body can find its rest. Our heart and our spirit, our mind, our thoughts, our actions, our feelings, we can find our rest in God. All these different parts are interwoven into the whole of who we are. And that I don't need to simply think that all is well with my soul, meaning that deep part of me, but all that is me can be at rest in God. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That it's not just part of us, but all of us can find our rest in Him? Now, obviously, because the Holy Spirit dwells within us, which is part of this great gift that God has given us in Jesus, because the Holy Spirit is rest within us, we can get help in finding rest for our soul, rest in everything it means to be human. You know, I get up early in the morning and I spend a concentrated time with the Lord and I often meditate there. And there's something that happens when I'm meditating. I settle down. I'm able to sense God's presence. I'm able to be focused. I find myself more at rest and more at peace. But what often happens to me is then I leave that time and I'm off in busyness and trying to solve problems or do tasks. And I find that at that space, I'm not as at rest. But no. What the psalmist is saying, everything it means to be human can be at rest in God. As we think about our finances, as our thought life engages, as we connect with people in relationships, oh, that we might be at rest with God. Now, if you look at the rest of this text, you begin to see that the psalmist, who happens to be David at this point, he says, my salvation comes from Him. And salvation means so much more than having our sins forgiven and getting to spend eternity in heaven. Salvation means our wholeness, our well-being. It's in God. And it needs to be in God, even in these times of difficulty. And we need to say that to one another and encourage one another. Keep looking to God. Keep our eyes on God. The psalmist goes on then, and he says that He is our rock and our salvation, meaning that our wholeness, our well-being, it's not built on shifting sand or the circumstances of day-to-day life. We're not better when we look and the stock market goes up and worse when the stock market goes down. But our lives are built upon the solid rock of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is Lord over all the universe, who is drawing all things unto Him. He is our rock. Do you remember that teaching that Jesus gave? That those that obey Him, those that follow His teachings, they're like a person that builds their house on a solid rock. And the point He was making is if you build your house on sand and the wind comes and the waves rise up, your house is demolished. But if your house is built on a solid rock, that the foundation goes deep into the earth, that in difficult times like this, we will survive. It doesn't mean we won't have moments of anxiety and questions that arise and difficulties that we have to face. But it does mean that Jesus is our rock. And we link that back. Our soul finds rest. Our entire well-being, everything it means to be human, finds rest when we're built upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Isn't that a great word to us? And that's where you are built. You've expressed faith in Christ. You are his child. He is the rock during these times. You know, the scripture goes on and it says that he is our fortress. And as a result, we won't be shaken. I love the fact that there are several scriptures, like the scripture that peace guards our heart and the scripture in Peter where he says God walks sentry around our lives, that God is guarding us. God is our fortress. He is our refuge. And this is a time when we need it. I know it is. I'm hearing from some of you and we're trying to encourage one another that we turn to God in these times. I love that it says later on in verse 5 that my soul, yes, does find rest in God because my hope comes from him. And we've talked about this before. Hope is not, oh, I see signs of encouragement. That's optimism, and it's a good thing. Hope is that when even darkness descends, we know that there is a powerful God that loves us, who can intervene in our circumstance, and he can lift us up and he can encourage us. The psalmist goes on and says we need to trust God at all times. We just talked about trust. I know it's not easy to trust. When the evil one hits us where we feel insecure in trust, but God keeps saying, trust me. Look at what I've done in the past. And hopefully that'll help you hold on in the future. You know, I mentioned that many times when I'm reading through the Psalms, if there's a word that really begins to touch me or it speaks to my circumstance, I'll write a date there. And I have a lot of dates in this particular Bible in January of 2017. And they're dates when there was trouble rising up against me and lies were being spoken and things that were precious to me seemed to be taken off of me. And I would write a date there, God, I'm going to lean into this promise. But do you know that later on in the Psalms, I wrote a date that was a year and a half later. And the date was written beside the verse that said, you brought me to a place of abundance. That previously in a time of struggle, I leaned into you. And now this year and a half later, I know that you heard my prayer and you've brought me out into a place of abundance. And that's the promise that God has for us as we're walking through this time. That there is hope in God. At the end of Psalm 62, the psalmist says there are some things about God that I know. And one of the things he says is that all power belongs to him and that he reaches out to us in unfailing love. Let us not doubt in this time of darkness what God has declared to us in the light. He loves us. He cares for us. He surrounds us. He is our hope. He is our salvation. He is our fortress. Boy, we need to say this to one another. We need to declare it out loud with each other. And when we do, we will find that David is right. Our soul finds rest in God. I pray that today that you know that God's face is shining upon you and that he, in fact, will give you peace.